One statistic I came across recently made my head spin. The Tyndall Report looked at nightly news broadcasts in 2016, election year. They found a mere 32 minutes was devoted over 2016 to substantive policy issues. Most of those minutes were on foreign policy and terrorism. 0 minutes on poverty, zero on inequality, zero on infrastructure, zero on climate change. Isn't that a disgrace?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And unless we understand that, you can't understand why Donald Trump is president of the United States. You can't understand why most people in America are giving up on the political process. We have the lowest voter turnout of any major country on earth. So we have got to raise political consciousness in a way that the corporate media has never gone near.
You mentioned Donald Trump. It's not just issues that are kind of censored by emission. It's people. And you've been one of those people in recent years who's been kind of quote unquote excluded. Again, another study found in 2015, Hillary Clinton got 6 times as much coverage as you did. Donald Trump got 16 times as much coverage as you did. One study of ABC World News Tonight found that Trump got 81 minutes of coverage in 2015 and you got 20 seconds.
Did we get 20 seconds?
Wow.
Must have been a mistake. 20 seconds.
What did
ABC
you say? What were the 20 seconds that you said? I mean,
none of this shocks me. No. Look, none of this shocks me. I mean, right now you'll have Stormy Daniels, or whatever her name is, getting far more coverage than the fact that the middle class of this country has been declining for 40 years. Look, there are a couple of reasons. Guess what? The corporate media is owned by large corporations. I know this is a shocking statement.
Hence the name.
But that is the reality. What is their function? Their function is to make money. And also their function is to protect their own interests. Do you think the people who own the major corporations, whether it's media or elsewhere, want to talk about income and wealth inequality, want to talk about disastrous trade policies, want to talk about Wall Street? That's not the issue they want to talk about. They want to keep us entertained. And in fact, in many ways, they want to deflect attention away from issues that might bring around real substantive changes in this country politically and economically.